Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is your host, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor, and welcome you once again. Hallelujah. Because of the grace of the Lord, we are here. Let your light shine. Amen. That's right. Let your light shine. The study of the divine principles of the Holy Bible, learning how to apply these principles that we study into our daily lives. It is so very much important to learn how to live right. Amen. That's right. To learn how to live right. And just as the song you just heard at the opening, heaven knows. That means that God sees everything that goes on. He can see at a man. If we was to hide at the bottom of the sea, the Lord would still see us. If we was to climb at the top of the highest mountain, God would still be able to find us. Heaven knows all about your trouble. Remember that. Amen. God is concerned about each and every one of us. No matter what we go through in life, God is concerned for us. He loves us so much that what did he do? As John 3:16 says, that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believeth shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Hallelujah. For God sees your troubles, even though we might not talk about them. We might not want to share with anyone. We might feel that if we do, amen, that we might appear to be weak or something like that. But the Lord knows all about our troubles. Hallelujah. That's why he said confession is good for the soul. So there should be someone, amen, in our lives, amen, that we can see, touch, and hear, that we can share our deepest concerns with. And not that any of you know anyone like that in your lives that you can just go to and tell them what's going on. And I'm going to tell you, we're not just talking about the good things. It's easy to talk about the good things, but what about those bad things that we've done, amen, that we are ashamed of? Do you know anyone in your life that you can just go and talk about the shameful things that you have done? Amen. Well, it's good to have someone like that. If you don't, amen, then let Jesus be that person. But it's good to have someone tangible. What I mean by tangible, someone in the flesh that you can, amen, to share your deepest secrets, amen, and not be afraid that they would tell it. Now, I'm going to tell you what type of person that is and give you a chance to, amen, to think about it, what kind of person that is, amen. So let me see. I'm going to ask each and every one of you right now about a question I just asked. Do you have someone in your life, someone that you can share your deepest secrets, your shameful things, and not be concerned that they would tell it to anyone? And then tell me what type of person would that be. Amen. So I want to say hello, amen, to our own Sister Davis. God bless you this evening.
Well, Bishop Taylor, I really don't know. That is a question. I really don't know. I don't know anyone that I would like to tell something that I've done really terrible or shameful. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. And I love my sisters. I tell them everything, and I don't know if I would tell them nothing like that. I don't know.
Hey, now that's something, isn't it, though?
Yes, it is. That's
okay.
A deep thought,
yeah.
There. I have to really think on that.
Well, I'm going to get back with you on our trivia, okay?
Okay.
Just hold that thought, and I'll get back with you. Amen.
Okay.
And then we have our own sister, missionary, Tazera. How about you, missionary? You
don't
have anyone. You don't know either, huh? All right. That's pretty deep, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
All right. Okay, let me be right back with you now. Hold that thought. Okay. Evangelist, how about you? Oh, this is Mother Washington.
Oh, praise the Lord, Bishop.
And praise the Lord. God bless you.
God's been very good to me. I'm not a year young. I wore a lot of hats.
Amen.
I've lost a lot of beautiful prayer partners. And at my age, a lot of my friends have gone to heaven.
But at one time, there was someone, huh?
Yeah, God has a ram in a bush.
Yes, yes.
And I had one of my, my president of one of my prayer partners, she really passed away. We could talk. We prayed every day except for the weekend. And Thursday was our opening day. We could just talk about anything we wanted to talk about. And then I had I lived in an apartment. And across the hall was a nurse. And she had come up from her parents wanted a boy. And comes the girl. So she's been through many things that we are now. We don't really go through things that they went through.
Right.
Being what they didn't want her to be, she had to come up the best way she could. And made a beautiful nurse. And if when I went to church and she didn't get to go because she wasn't feeling good, when I came back home, and said, I got your dinner ready for you. And she bring my dinner in here nice and hot. And I come from church. And by her being a retired nurse and the things she would tell me were unbelievable. And by her being a woman and a retired nurse and people that we didn't think we even think about when we were coming up. And she would talk to me so freely. And we would leave our door open for one another to come in and out of the apartment. She lived right across the hall from me. And we were the very, very, very best friends. She moved.
Yes.
So I had a hard time relocating her. And then the guy got a ram in the bush. And we had so many things. She gave me so much. And I don't know. She's just a beautiful person to know. She moved away. So we had a little book. But then God had a ram in the bush. Ram in the bush right down the hall. Down the hall. Right down the hall.
Yeah.
And oh.
Hallelujah.
We had been through so much.
Yeah.
We were able to share. And it's just I do have somebody that I could just open up and tell her, because I'm a woman and she's a woman, and we can talk on a level we would understand one another. Because she hasn't been there, you can't talk to me, because it's not in a book.
Right.
It's hands-on experience. That's the greatest one. And I do have one.
Yes, it is.
So I do have one.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And
praise God.
Everybody on the phone line, blessings to all, each and every one of you. But you got to stay on the battlefield. Remember the song, Bishop, on the Jericho Road?
Yes.
That came to me one night. It came to me right now,
Jericho
one
Road.
Night, Bishop. And only room for just two, me and you. Burdens he'll care. Burdens he'll care. It just thrilled me all night long. And then the next song I had, Deacon, the next, Bishop, I'm sorry. Stand. When you can.
Stand.
All you
know
you can do, just stand.
Hallelujah.
The Lord has a time for all of us. God has own watch clock. He has own every one of us. But don't fail. Trust God with all our hearts, all of our hearts. And he's not going to fail you. Because I'm blessed.
Hallelujah.
Every time I turn around, I am blessed, truly blessed. And I want to
thank
God for
you
and your ministry and everybody on this line, because God is able to do anything but fail, like your clothes are to be. And I love you. Every one of you. And peace to each and every one of you. The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Amen. And I see that Evangelist Moore just came on the air. And before I, Evangelist, I just got a question to ask. I don't know if you heard it, but my question is that, is there anyone that you know that you can go to and open up your darkest secrets and not be afraid or concerned that that they would tell it?
You talking to
yes.
me now? Praise
yes,
the Lord,
I am.
Bishop. I know I'm a little late getting on here. I just want to say God bless to all the saints that's out there listening tonight. And I want to just say God bless to my goddaughter, to Zora, and her beautiful mom, Sister Davis,
Amen.
And to you and your beautiful wife, Rita.
Thank you.
And, yes, matter of fact, there's a couple of people that the Lord put in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You're the first.
Okay.
The one,
thank you.
The other one, she passed back in 1990, but after that, I met you. And
yes.
when I realized that I could come to you and I could talk to you about anything or tell my deepest, darkest secrets to you, I knew I didn't have to worry about it, you know, going any further. I knew I could talk to you and you would give me some spiritual guidance or spiritual counseling. And the other
yes.
person is Mary Little. God put her
mm-hmm.
in my life.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met her, it was something about her that our spirits connected. And I can
yes.
talk to her and tell her my deepest, I have told her some of my deepest, darkest secrets. And the other
Amen.
Person is Mother, and the other person is Mother Washington.
Yes.
Mother Washington, we get on that phone sometime, Bishop, and we be on that phone for almost an hour, almost 2 hours.
Amen.
I can tell her. Talking to Mother Washington is just like talking to, it's like God didn't replace my mother through her. And
yes.
I'm talking to her just like I'm talking to my mother. And
yes.
y'all are the one that I know I can call on. Y'all the one I know I can call if something was bothering me, no matter what time, day, or night it is, I can call y'all and talk to y'all about my deepest, darkest secret. You know?
Hallelujah.
And I tell everybody, you know I always tell you, I don't have to call no psychic hotline about nothing. All I got to do is just dial 1-800-BISHOP-EMANUEL-TAYLOR. Because a lot of times I still go back to the
yes.
day I first met you and how
yes.
you knew me, even when I didn't even know myself, and you told me about myself. You even told
yes.
me about a situation that I was in, and I'm trying to figure, okay, how do you know about this situation? I ain't never discussed nothing with him. You know, and I never knew what a testimony was, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I learned that a testimony is what you let people know about your trials and your tribulations,
that's your testimony.
And I tell so many people how you have taught me, how you have filled me with wisdom and knowledge of the Bible, you know. And I wouldn't place you for nothing in this world. I wouldn't replace
you.
I wouldn't replace Mary Little. I wouldn't replace Mother Washington. I wouldn't replace none of y'all with nobody, because the three of y'all, let me tell you, I wouldn't trade y'all
God.
For any of the world, you know. And and I love Mary Little because if I done said something or did something or acted the wrong way, you know she's
yes.
going to call me and tell me about myself. And
Amen.
You ain't going to find
Amen.
Too many friends that's going to do that and going to tell
true.
You about it. And she'll
well,
tell me about
Well, that's a true
myself.
Friend. Well, that's what you call a friend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love her for that. I love Mother Washington because I have talked to her about things that I don't really, you know, never talk to nobody. I talk to you about different situations. You know,
yes,
since we've been on the air, I don't have no problem sharing some of my situations with everybody. Because I know that everybody on this air is intercessor prayer warriors.
Yes.
And I know that. You know, so when I ask for prayer, I know everybody online is praying with me and they're not praying against me.
That's
you
right.
Know? And I just want everybody to know on this line that I love all of y'all. And I'm almost about to start crying, but I'm not going to cry. Bitch. I'm not going to cry.
It's all right. It's all right.
I love y'all. And these tears
love
that
you
I
too.
Are tears of joy. Because my daughter, just keep praying for her, Bishop. I don't know why she's trying to get me to move to Nevada, but I'm trying to explain to her I'm not moving to Nevada because when I moved here, I said, Lord, I'm tired of moving. I don't want to move anymore.
Yeah, I understand.
I know the Lord put me here for a reason. I know he sent me here for a reason. And
yes,
I'm not going
he
no
did.
She's getting upset because I won't move to Nevada.
Well,
like
that's because she's just concerned. That's all. She don't let that shake you up. Just thank God for her being concerned for you. She just doesn't understand what your goal is. That's all. That's all it is. And she just want to have you near her. That's what it is. Okay. So,
well, I tried to get her to stay here with me, but she wouldn't.
She's gonna stay where she's at, and you're gonna stay where you at. It's all in divine order. Okay, I got to move on because we're gonna go into our trivia, and then I'm gonna do the lesson for tonight. While I got you on it though, what is your answer for the trivia?
Bishop?
You didn't get a chance to look it up?
I've been looking. I've been searching. I know the answer because we talked about it years ago.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason,
okay.
For life of me, I can't find it in the Bible. I know it's in the Bible. But
okay.
I think it's in the book of Genesis.
Yeah, it is. It is in the book of Genesis.
But
you know it's there.
Yeah, I know it is there.
Okay. Well, stay tuned because we're gonna move on. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you and I love you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Bishop. All right.
Amen. We thank God for evangelists. I'm gonna go back to Sister Davis. The answer for the trivia.
Well, Bishop, I don't know where I am today, but I think it's in. And Genesis 8, time is all about the seeding time, harvest time, time for the cold and time for the hot, the summer, the winter, the days, nights. I don't know if it's, but that's what I come up with.
Well, you ran on it. You okay. That's good.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you. And we're going to move back to Sister Zara. Sister Zara?
Okay, Bishop, I'm going to say Genesis 8, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
While the earth remained seed, earth remained it, time and harvest, and the cold and the heat, in summer, and the day and night.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Amen. Before I go in deeper into this tribute, I want you to know every time I give you a tribute, that's a hint. That's what our lesson most likely going to be on the following week. because that's how the Holy Spirit uses me. If I don't give a tribute, use it because I'd be so deep in the spirit that I forget to give it out. That's usually what happens. Before we go into that, we started off asked everyone a question. Is there anyone in your life that you know of, amen, that you can tell your deepest secrets and you know that they will keep it to themselves? Well, the reason why, it is a blessing to have a person like that in your life, and that person will be a friend, not an associate, because we can have a lot of associates. We can know people. We can meet them and have their phone numbers and every once in a while, you know. But I'm speaking of a friend. A friend is a jewel. A friend is like a jewel. It's like gold. It's worth more than actually gold or any jewels. But a friend is rare. Put it that way, like a rare jewel that you have to dig deep. And you won't have a lot of friends in your life. You probably can count them on one hand. And then if you can count them on both hands, and that amount to 10, then you truly are richly blessed. But a friend is someone that the shameful things even that you can talk to them about. We all have shameful things in our lives, including myself, yours truly, that I have done, that I'm ashamed about. And there's nothing wrong with feeling ashamed for something that you've done, because that means then you have a conscience. Amen. A person who don't have a conscience and don't have any shame about what they've done, amen, something is wrong with them. You know what I'm saying? But because we're not perfect, we make mistakes. We say things that afterwards we say, oh, why did I say that? You know, we are think thoughts that is not good thoughts. Why did I allow for that thought to cross my mind? You see, however, confession is good for the soul. I had a few people in my life, and ram in the bush, as Mother Washington said, that I can go to and talk to them and take off my bishop hat. You know, understand where I'm coming from? Take off my bishop's hat and just be Emmanuel. See, we need that in our lives. Leaders need just to take off their bishop's hat, their reverend hat, and just be who they are and have someone that they can go to where they can reveal their weak points that they have in their lives and not worry about being judged. Well, we know that Jesus is like that with us, yes. However, remember I said it's a blessing to have someone tangible, someone that you can see, talk, and touch, and listen to, you see, and that's very rare. And if you find someone like that in your life, amen, don't take them for granted. Please do not, because they are rare and they are truly a blessing. Those are the ones that actually would be your prayer partner, amen. Now, they also would come to you and they know that you're wrong about something, they're not afraid to let you know you was wrong. See, that's a friend. But someone who just agree with everything you say all the time you say it and go along with everything you do is not actually a true friend. Hallelujah. So that's just some wisdom that I want to share with the listeners here under the sound of my voice. I want to give you some wisdom tonight. I want to let you know, amen, there's nothing wrong with, amen, having someone in your life that you can just sit down and talk with. You know, take that leadership hat off, whatever mask or whatever hat you wear, where you at your best. There are times that you got to take where you at your best hat off talk to someone where they can, and where you're not as good or as best as you want to be. You know, there's a saying that, how that saying go, we used to say in church all the time. I thank God for I'm not what I used to be. Remember how we used to say that? I'm not the same person I used to be. God brought me a long ways, and I'm not like I used to be, but I'm still working on it. You know, the Lord is still working on me. Amen? And he's still working on us all. When he completes us, when we reach that point of completion, that is when we go home. Amen? That is when he takes us home with him. Until then, he's working on us. Amen? Amen. He's the potter, and we're the clay. And he's the one that, hallelujah, I'm getting happy now. He's the one that shapes us and forms us and mold us to be, hallelujah, what he chooses us to be when he said, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness. And see, that's what it's all about. He's the potter. He got the clay in his hand. Amen. So the pieces that is not right, he breaks them off so that he can add the good pieces on us. Remember that. So if there you find someone, and it's good to pray and ask the Lord to send someone in your life like that, you'll live longer. Amen. That's why we men live shorter than the women, because men don't share things that is in their heart. Because not American men, because the Western men was taught to be tough, as steel, and don't show your emotions, amen. And that's a real man that don't show their emotions, but that's a lie, and the truth is not in that. A man who's able to show his emotions is a real man. Amen. It's a good man. Jesus cried, and he was the best man of them all while he walked on earth. Amen. He wasn't afraid to show his emotion. He cried when his friend Lazarus, amen, was dead. He cried when he heard about John the Baptist. Amen. His first cousin was John the Baptist. So he wept for the city that was in sin. So, yeah. So, We got to teach our boys coming up. You know how I hear mothers say that with their boys, they fall and scrape their knee and start crying. They say, shut up, boy, you're acting like a girl. No, don't tell that kid that you're acting like a girl. You're teaching that child to hold his feelings in. He's hurting. Let him cry it out. Amen. Amen. We got to learn how to react, how to teach our children. All right. I'm just sharing some wisdom. I just love the Lord for blessing me with his spirit. Now, time. Time was created for us, not for God, because God doesn't live in time. God lives in eternity. He's eternal. And time is not all about him, but he created time so that we can learn, hallelujah, how to live. See, to have patience, amen, to be able to gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And it was right in the 8th chapter of Genesis, but just even in the 1st chapter, when time was first created, and that was in the 1st chapter of Genesis in the 14th verse. And I'm going to read that to you. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was, amen. And God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good, and this is it is. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. Now, he did this to mark the seasons. What are seasons? Seasons is conducive of time. How many seasons we got? We got four seasons. We have the spring, summer, we have fall, and then there's winter. What is the purpose of a season? Well, the season in the spring, amen, is so that we can learn how to plant, how to plant. When we plant a seed in the ground, whatever type of seed that you're planting, amen, you look forward for that fruit from that seed to germinate, to manifest. Well, it's done in the spring. That's when you're supposed to plant, amen, in the spring. That's the best time to plant. It's right after the winter. It's coming into the new season of the spring. So once that seed is planted, you cultivate the earth, amen, you water it, amen, and you let the sun do what it's supposed to do. This is all about seasons. And then what happens in the summer, after you have planted your seed, blossoms come. Amen? Yeah, the blossoms come. Amen. When you look at the apple blossom, well, it's not time for anything to grow yet. Amen. You don't see any apples then because it's just a blossom. But the blossom is the evidence of the fruit that is on the way. Season, time. Amen. Blossom. I want you to hear this so that you can understand the metaphysical or the divine science of where I'm coming from. Season, blossom, spring, summer, the fall. What happens in the fall? Right before the fall comes, the fruit, the apple is green and it's not red yet, so it's not time to pick the apple yet because you can get sick. Remember how our parents said, don't eat those green apples. They're not ripe yet. And which, in other words, it's not time yet. Amen. It's not the right season yet. So we learn patience, amen, not to move too quickly just because we have the desire to get something done. There are times that we move too quickly, and when we move too quickly, amen, what happens is that we sabotage the blessings that God has in store for us to receive. Amen. I'm going to go back for a minute, but let me go through these seasons. Now, it is autumn or fall, and now you can see the fruit. The fruit is ready. It's ready to pick. It's harvest time. So what are you supposed to do? It's time now. There's times that even in the fall, the apples fall from the tree because they gain weight. See, they're heavy with its nutrients that is inside of that fruit. All that is good for you, it is heavy with it. It's fulfilled. It is time now to taste and to eat the fruit of your labor. Hallelujah. I love that sound. The fruit of your labor. So now, amen, it's harvest, so you pick your fruit. Amen. And what are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to eat it all up. No, because if you eat all of your harvest up, when the winter time comes, what's going to happen? You're going to starve. You're going to, because you ate all of your food, all your fruit and all your corn. You ate up all your greens and your cabbages and carrots and et cetera, et cetera. You just ate it all up. Why? Because of greed. Greed sets in so suddenly. And when greed sets in because we're not patient, Amen. We become lazy because gluttony comes from laziness. Amen. So God is trying to teach us how to live through the seasons that he gives us to live through. Now, here comes the winter. So the proper thing to do is to store up your fruits that you did not eat. You store it up. You freeze it. You remember how our parents used to store things up? How I remember how my grandmother used to preserve and put it in the mason jars. Amen. We have preserves. We have tomatoes. We have anything that we need. It was stored up because you can't plant nothing in the winter because the ground is cold. And nothing will grow on a cold, unfertile ground. The winter is time for rest, for hibernation. Don't you know that the great bear hibernates during the winter? Why? Because, amen, it is time to hibernate. During the other three seasons, the bear was busy. The bear was busy, and so that's how we got to learn to hibernate. Amen. You might say, well, Bishop, I'm not a bear. No, you're not a bear. However, you're greater than that bear. So you must learn from that bear because you're much greater than the bear. Consider the ants, how they store up their food during the fall so that when the winter time comes, they burrow themselves down into the ground. Amen. And so that they can have food during the winter season. They don't have to come up to the surface. They don't come up to the surface until the winter breaks. That means hibernation. Now, we are in the fall season now, as I talk, in the month of October. Soon it will be, the winter will come. Are you storing up your fruit of your labor? Amen. Are you considering to jar it up, to preserve, amen, the fruits of your labor? Consider what the fruits of your labor might be, amen. And then after you consider what the fruit of your labor is, amen. So now let's look at this, the stars and everything, the moon. Let me tell you about the moon. The moon, it works in phases. Yes, yes, it does. And 28 days out of the month, just like the cycle period of a woman, every 28 days she goes through her cycle. And that's how the moon is. Isn't that amazing how God works? In 28 days you have the first quarter, and then after the first quarter you have a half moon. Then when the half moon comes, you've got the what? The new moon. Then when the new moon comes, you have the full moon. After the full moon, the last quarter. When is the right season and during the month, amen, to cut your hair or to not cut your hair? Well, as we were taught, amen, the time to cut your hair is during while the moon is growing, not wasting. In other words, before the moon comes to its fullness, you know, that is the proper time to cut your hair, so that it can grow, amen. But if you cut your hair when the moon is wasting away or going to its last quarter, your hair will have a difficult time regrowing. See how God put time, dominion over the other creations that he created. And we got to learn time. Time is the tool. Yes, it is. Moses, he went up into the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. After that is when he received the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. The Hebrew children walked around Jericho. Amen. Amen. They walked around for 6 days without making a sound. But then on the seventh day is when they shouted. And when they shouted, the walls came tumbling down. Look at how time, we got to learn how to utilize our time that God has given us. Let's see. Where else we at? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Jonah ran from the Lord. He stayed in the belly of the whale, which they call the great fish.
For 3 days. Excuse me, I'm yawning.
for 3 days. Amen. Time. Look how that works. Jesus even said, hallelujah, that he would give the sign of Jonah that he would lay in the earth for 3 days, and after that he will rise from the dead. Hallelujah. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The Holy Spirit drove him into the desert places. Time. Way else we got? What other? Joshua. Yes, Joshua made the sun stand still. Amen. For a whole day, it did not move. So that the children of Israel, as long as it was that, then they was able to win the war. Amen. Look at how God works. He created time for us. What about the time that we live? Time is so precious. Every breath that we breathe is timing in it. Count your time and as you breathe in and out. We do it, without even thinking about the rhythm of our breathing. That's the time, or how our heart beats, how many times your heart beats per minute. Everyone's heart beats per minute a different time, amen, according to the time that they are here. When we are born, before we are born, and our souls was always eternal. But so our souls enter into a body after our parents conceived. Amen. And then the time that we are supposed to be here on earth, I believe that God has that already in his, amen. Only he knows what our time is here on this side of heaven. But during that time, amen, we supposed to use it to the best of our ability. Never take for granted the time that we have here. The time that we use, we can't use that. We can't go back anymore and try to gather that up, because why? That time has passed. You can't go back in your past and fix nothing up. Now is the best time of your life. It's the now. When you're living in the now, what are you doing about your now? Are you in dominion, complete control of your now? Amen. If you're not, then stop working on that. Learn how to be in control of your now. And what I'm saying, that if you feel like you just want to be still and not say anything for a whole day, that's your time. That is what the Lord, that's the now that he has given you. There's a purpose for that. Maybe you want to meditate on the word of God and listen to his voice as he speaks to you. Time. Amen. He created time, amen, not for us to waste. You heard of the saying that a man is a terrible thing to waste, so it's time. Did you know that time is money? Yes, it is. And so that's how precious time is. Amen. Now, we have time ahead of us. We don't know how much time ahead of us, but we do, amen. And it makes a big difference of the now is how the then will, amen, turn out. I say it again. It makes a big difference of the now of how the then will turn out. In other words, whatever decision you make now can affect your future, amen, by just one decision. Will, amen, affect your future. So the now is the most important time in our life is right now. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow may not come. But the now, what are you doing and what are you working on in the now? Amen? Every breath that we breathe is the now. And I'm saying to the Lord, now, as we came together at 9 o'clock, that was our now time. Amen? That was our now time that we decided, amen, to utilize that hour of 9 p.m., which is a spiritual hour, amen, and we came together at 9 p.m. That time is when I really enjoy, amen, doing what I'm doing at this time, what I'm doing right now. I truly enjoy it. I know nothing else to do. I would be out of place if I could not, amen, live for the Lord, if I could not, amen, teach his divine principles, amen, to all of you who has tuned in. So, yes, 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 I love the Lord. I love him for all that he is doing, because I'm living in the now. Amen. I already know what he has done, amen, in the past, but I know what he is doing right now. He's blessing me right now, what he's doing. He is blessing me. So thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. So now as we look at how time was created, that's why time was created. And he said in the 8th verse again, amen, that as long as there's, amen, day and night, I'm paraphrasing it, and the season and seed planting time, because it mentioned about the seed planting, amen, that the Lord will never destroy, amen, amen, the earth like he did in the flood, amen. He made a promise, a covenant is what he made, and he even made the promise to himself. And when God speaks, it is already done. So we don't have to worry. He said, I will never destroy man as I've done. And will never bring a flood upon the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Time is so precious. Now, I want to talk to you about next week's tribute. And let us say this in a way that we can understand it. Amen. Let's see now. What animals did God use, amen, to let Noah know, amen, that it was safe enough to come out of the ark? What animals did God use to let Noah know that it was safe enough to come out of the ark? Amen. The Noah's ark, okay? And that would be our tribute for this evening. That's what we're going to learn and talk about, amen, next week. And I just thank the Lord for each and every one of you. Amen. Remember, we're looking for greater days, getting ready to happen. Continue to pray for me, because I have been very ill, but I feel much better. I'm getting better. I'm not 100% yet. I've just been under attack. That's what's been going on. And I realize, amen, that there's greater works that the Lord has in store for me, and the enemy just want to hinder that. But I'm going to tell you, he can't hinder or take away what God gives me. Amen. Because I belong to the Lord. I am his servant. I am his friend. I am his prophet. Amen. And he blessed me enough to be able to teach the divine science and the principles of the Bible. And I know as you have grown as the result of that. So, amen, we thank the Lord, amen, for blessing us. with this opportunity. So remember, my friend, amen, time is so precious. This particular song that you're hearing right now is all about time. May the Lord continue to bless you. I see you all next Wednesday, same time. Love you. God bless you.
Listen, everyone.